It's important because it offers Russia to avoid isolation from the U.S. and from the West more generally. It gives Vladimir Putin an international stage on which to advance an alternative agenda to the neoliberal orthodoxy of the U.S. and Europe, to show that there are other games in town, preferably the Russian game, the Chinese game. But it also provides for the Global South more broadly to have its voice heard, and also for some new members like Ethiopia that have joined. And I think that's also something interesting to think about in terms of developing countries also being given a voice in a country like Russia.
There are some who have said this may be a challenge to the G7, given the expansion of the BRICS, including some other African countries like Egypt and Ethiopia. Do you share that opinion?
I think it's a challenge ideationally. It's a challenge diplomatically to some of the established order, to the neoliberal orthodoxy, essentially the dominant framework established by the U.S. and its allies. But we also have to be realistic that even within BRICS, not all members are equal. China is not at the same level as Ethiopia. Russia as a military power is not at the same level as South Africa. Brazil is not at the same level as United Arab Emirates. So there's even a division within that regional framework. But I think the BRICS should really work to put together their collective economic, political, and security interests to be able to provide a challenge to the established orthodoxy. But I think it's still going to be some time before BRICS can stand as a very clear alternative to the U.S. hegemony internationally. And I'm specifically, for example, thinking around, you know, the use of the dollar as a reserve currency. There's been a lot of talk of BRICS coming up with an alternate currency, and that's just not worked out. And then also within the movement, they have to figure out a way where all BRICS members can also have an equal say. Right now, obviously, the giants, Russia and China, tend to dominate the BRICS, even though it's supposed to be an alternative forum for more Global South voices to be heard.
There are reports that another 30 countries want to join BRICS or seek closer ties with the club. Some of these are reportedly attending this summit. Do you see the possibility of an expansion of this bloc?
I think that's a delicate question, because expanding the bloc, the options are there. I think it's there's a lot of opportunity just in terms of the numbers and the clout and the profile of the organization. Iran, Egypt, Ethiopia, and the UAE recently joined January 2024. But then we have the other challenge of, you know, if we originally had 5 members, you know, now it's been expanded with an extra 4 countries. So you have more voices. If you keep adding countries, eventually you'll have too many voices. And I think it affects the ability to develop consensus on issues.